Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
25 WBEE, TJ Bowe, producer. Hope, got to catch up on the investigation. So a couple weeks ago, a listener made a comment on one of our social posts, and her last name was the same as your maiden name, which you don't see very much.
Ever.
And so you reached out, and it took a couple days, but she responded, and you were like, hey, I'm sorry, this is not a crazy thing, but maybe we're related.
Yeah.
And then you start passing messages back and forth. Her family's from Missouri. Your family's from Missouri.
Yet I can't find her or her father's name on any family tree on Ancestry or anywhere in 23andMe. So, I mean, I'm telling my mom about this. First, I text my dad.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, Ancestry is how I found out that my great-grandfather had two families.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I texted my dad back then, and he was like, oh, yeah, my dad didn't like to talk about it. I was like, okay. Were we going to say anything to anybody else?
And had 6 children in the first marriage. The second one, another 6
yes.
children.
Yeah.
So that's like 12 out there. You could have all kind of cousins.
That's what I'm saying. And so I don't even know who I'm related to at this point. And he didn't leave the state. He stayed right there in Missouri and did this.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted my dad about this new finding. I think I'm finding in Rochester. Hasn't texted me back.
Hmm.
Take Mama J to her diner yesterday for soup. And I'm sitting there while we're waiting for our order to come. And I'm filling her in on all this. And she's like, oh, come on. Let me see. And I go, here. And I pulled up.
Because Hope and I think the features
sort of look like mine.
Yeah. You could be sisters. Definitely cousins. The eyes, the nose, the mouth, the smile.
Hmm.
So what did Mama J think?
So I show her the picture and she goes, oh, my gosh. Wow. And I'm your mother. And I agree. And I was like, wow. You know, for your own mom to be like, this person looks like they're related to you. That's saying a lot. Now I'm like, okay, I got to find out.
All right, we got Mama J's approval. I'm willing to buy lunch and take you to the lunch to start asking questions. Hope, can you do some investigative questions? Do you want to come along?
Oh, I have to come along.
All right, so we go. Yeah. Lunch for 4. It's on me. We got to ask questions.
Hope just thinks everybody from Missouri looks like me because I'm the only one from Missouri she's ever met. You know, well, she's from Missouri and you're from Missouri. Maybe they just all look like you, TJ.
I'd love to bring your sister into town and have like the 3 of you all look like triplets.
Yeah.
All right. The investigation continues.
This poor woman.
Yeah.
She's probably...
She's like, well, you might be related, but I really don't.
Oh, man, I hope not.
Yeah. I want to cut that branch off the family tree. Feel that we are Jelly Roll's good luck charm. Ever since he did Guitars and Stars, his career has gone next level. Even Idol, American Idol, wants more of him. Last year, he was a mentor, right? Came in, helped the contestants. Now he's going to be the first ever artist in residency in Idol history. That means he'll be there Hollywood Week, working closely with the Idol hopefuls, giving them firsthand advice on how to navigate their journey. So if you think about it, American Idol has gone country. Luke Bryan's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood's there now. And now Jelly Roll is going to have a bigger role. But it all started at Guitars and Stars. I mean, this was like the diving board to leap into his career.
I really think it's his attitude, though. I would love to take that sort of credit, but he has such an addictive personality as far as, I don't know, it's contagious, I should say. When he gets laughing and he's in positive mood, Everybody is. So they know that. So he's charismatic.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll go ahead and take credit for it.
I'm trying.
No, it was totally us.
Because, you know, the next Guitars and Stars, who are we going to help blow up their career? Big announcement of artists coming very soon. WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ thinks she stumbled upon a family member she didn't even know about. They look alike. She discovered on social, they're both from Missouri, and now a texter wants to help you.
Says, TJ, I would love to help you for free find your family in Missouri. I went to school for forensic investigative genetic genealogy. And I would love to dig deeper and help you. So please reach out to me. Text me. Call me. I will help use my tools to help you.
Wow, that's like CSI stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah, forensic investigative genetic genealogy. First of all, I'm impressed that we have such smart people that listen to us. I'm always shocked by that. Second of all, how cool is it that we have those tools to be able to do that? Because I'm telling you, in discussing this with my mama yesterday, she goes, you know, this is like generations and generations ago. You just didn't discuss such things. And that's why things have gone unknown. Because people just didn't talk about it.
Okay, well, I watch these shows too, CSI.
Yeah.
And I've already volunteered to pay for lunch, you and this potential family member you didn't know about because you look alike. You're both from Missouri. Your grandfather had six kids with one lady, six kids with another lady.
Great-grandfather, excuse me.
Hope, at this lunch, are you going to grab the glass to bring back and get the fingerprint off? Somehow we're going to get a swab in the lady's
mouth.
You're
going to have to swab and then put it into a tube.
We don't know if she's willing to do this, but they need the DNA.
I'm pretty sure I've just scared this woman totally away, but we'll see.
Also, utensils. Grab a spoon or a fork. We got to get her.
We're willing. You don't have to take it. It makes it seem cooler, huh?
You're willing. We're not sure what the other one is yet. So I'm preparing.
Oh, my God.
This is real life CSI here in Rochester on WBEE.
Yeah, we're getting ready. I've watched CSI for years, so we'll finally get the chance to be sneaky.
What we don't know, is this a family you want to learn about? Maybe it's better.
Whether you want to or not.
Okay. For closure. You want to know? Okay.
I know ignorance is bliss, but still, in the end, I would like to know for generations to come.
All right.
Because this has always been the thought, right? Like, we just don't talk about it. We don't want to know, so we don't talk about it. So I need to bring some of this.
All right. Well, the person that willing to help on a text line, let's get a hold of them. Let's find out who it is and when they're available for lunch, and let's make it happen. Mom's TJ Bow, producer Hope, and yeah, we've got fresh snow coming here. High Falls, more's on the way. Many are bundling up, just trying to think about being warm. Hope and her mom say, forget about this. We're into a winter vacation. You guys are getting out of town, going on a cruise. You're talking bathing suits. And so we know you're going to go island hopping. Warm water, a little jelly, I'll be honest. Where are you flying out of? Is it direct from Rochester or...
We're going to deliver, but we're going out to Texas. So we're going to be flying into Houston.
Okay, so have you looked? Is there any fun things there to check out? I mean, since you're traveling, might as well look at other parts of the country.
Well, I'm very excited. I'm hoping we have time to go see the National Museum of Funeral History in Houston.
What?
Why would you want to go see that?
I love the idea of going to museums that it's like, who thought of this in the first place?
Like the Bean Museum and the Potato Museum, all those things you love on road trips.
I went to the Virginia Quilt Museum the last time I went to Virginia.
A Hope thing to do. It's like that museum's just sitting there waiting for her to walk in.
I'm like, take my money. Take it, please. Stay open.
Here's the cruise ship. Oh, yeah. The cruise was... Yeah. Just an added bonus, but really it was the museum.
Yeah, for funeral, that seems a little down compared to your cruise you're going on, swimming in warm water. I don't know about that. Anything else?
Caskets.
The other thing I'm really hoping to see is there is a beer can house.
What? Are you serious? Are you making this stuff up? A beer can house?
It's a private residence completely made out of beer cans.
Oh, look at that. Like, it's a couple stories. Oh, my gosh. It's got, like, a gate. Look at those beer cans.
Ripley's, believe it or not, estimates that there's over 50,000 cans in this house property. Like, the fence is made out of it, the doors, like, the entire house, beer cans.
You're going to go check that out. Please send us pictures in front of the beer can house. I mean, would like that better than the funeral museum myself, but it's your vacation you're going on.
I mean, maybe I'll be inspired. I feel like this is something that we should have in Rochester. There's no shortage of cans.
This is true. But what building will we turn in?
Or what part of the, you know, area, the metro area of Rochester? Where do you think something like this would fit in?
Seems like a West Side thing, you know what? TJ.
I knew you were going to say that. Why has it always got to be the West Side? We don't have beer can houses over on the West Side.
Okay, TJ, who in this room lives on the West Side? You. Yeah. Who in this room loves beer the most? You.
That doesn't mean we want our houses made of it.
I'm going to text your husband right now and suggest it. I've got an idea for siding.
No, don't, because he'll love that idea. Yeah. You know, I pick on you about museums, but there is actually an awesome museum where my daughter lives that I kind of want to go see.
Is it like history or is it something unusual?
It's bizarre.
Bizarre?
It's kind of funny, though.
Funny? Bizarre?
Funnier than a funeral one. I'll get into that coming up on your B-Morning Coffee Club.
Can't listen live?
Let us know what weird museum you went to or bizarre or what? They made a museum out of this? We'd love to hear it. 585-252-WBEE. Hope that's her thing. She's going away with Mama on a vacation there. And where they're flying out of in Texas, there's a funeral museum. She is excited to go there. Not my cup of tea, but hey, to each his own. You've got one you want to go visit your daughter up in Boston, and you said it was bizarre. What kind of museum is it?
It's called Museum of Bad Art, and I followed this on social media, and I really want to go, because in Boston, there's so many beautiful museums, and this one is set up exquisitely as well, except it's really bad art. So it's funny.
Okay.
All right. I love stuff like that. So I've told my daughter I want to go to the Museum of Bad Art.
Bad art.
Because you walk in and it's the lighting and there's the whole ambiance and things are hung and lit exactly like a museum, except it's really bad art. And I love that.
I'm actually, you got me intrigued about that because maybe I can get something hung there. Because my art is, right? Also on the text line, we're talking about the beer can house you want to visit on your vacation. TJ, make beer can pieces of furniture. I bet someone would buy that. There's an idea there because you do.
I'm wasting my time painting wood furniture. I should just go ahead and build my own out of beer cans.
Oh, you could paint the beer cans. Nobody's saying you can't still paint.
Well, wouldn't that just be a waste?
Or transitioning just from wood to aluminum.
I just like to say I'm a team player. I'll help you drink the beer for your furniture, okay? I'm here for you.
Well, somebody's got to do it.